Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as I talked about earlier in the show with Dan Zimmerman, New York Mayor Eric Adams has decided to blame gun manufacturers who really have nothing to do with anything going on in his city because he has no ability to get a handle on his city's rampant crime, which is causing a ripple effect across the nation. So this week he issued remarks to the National Press Club on the media's role in holding the gun industry accountable for violent crime. And in his remarks, he claimed that the rise of crime stemmed from greed from gun manufacturers who launched an aggressive marketing technique to reach consumers who have no business owning a gun, such as minors, criminals, and abusers. He claimed that the country has paid the price in blood as a result of this. And it continued, their plan succeeded beyond our wildest nightmares. The gun industry rakes in $9 billion a year. But America's paid the price in blood. The cost is more gun violence in our streets and in our homes, increased hate crimes, deadlier domestic violence, higher rates of suicide, more fallen officers, more fearful elders, and more school shootings. He was on a roll. He continued, blaming the gun manufacturers, not violent criminals, for the rise of bloodshed in New York and beyond. He claimed that guns are sold without any concern over where they will end up, and that means the men behind the market are to blame for the deaths of those who are killed by gun violence. He also said, when a gun crime is committed, we need the name of the gun and how that gun was obtained by the shooter, who looked the other way, where it was bought, and who profited from that sale. And following the money is how you get to the heart of the story. Gun violence is no exception. Guns don't magically appear in the hands of shooters. They don't fall from the sky or grow on trees. Guns are made and marketed with the express purpose of generating profit. Guns are sold without any concern for where they may end up. Guns cause over 40,000 deaths a year in America, and gun violence is the leading cause of death among American children. And at every turn, the gun companies spread misinformation and deflect blame. I have often spoken about the river of violence and the sources that feed it. We must go upstream in this river of violence. We must find the sources and dam each and every one up. That means investigating the supply chain, the players and men behind the market. The gun manufacturers and distributors and their enablers must be named and shamed. Every CEO, every board member, every significant investor should have their name associated with the story of gun violence in America. It is a travesty that we know the places where our citizens were murdered, but not the names of the CEOs who approved the marketing of the weapons that were used to kill them. His honor, yeah. In his latest series, you know, as he demonizes gun manufacturers for the rise of crime in his city, which he vowed on the campaign trail to get a handle on, which apparently he has not managed to get that handle on it. Segwaying in another direction. For about half a second, the Republicans running for office in 2022 ran the risk of losing the midterms and avoiding what had looked previous to that point as an unstoppable red wave. And in that same moment, establishmentites got seen looking like deer in headlights of an oncoming semi-truck. And from that moment, I felt this twitch that it believed it was possible to lose, thus leaving the Marxists of the left unaccounted for. But it appears now that this won't be the case, with less than 50 days to go. In order to ensure what should be a natural midterm to balance power in D.C., the top of the ticket must do two things. Republicans have to articulate America First policy with an in-your-face consistency. This shouldn't be difficult. American First policies are what propelled Trump to a big win in 2016, and the people's representatives down ballot to big wins in 2020. Top of the 2020 ballot was fraught with enough questions about its anomalies to a fool might argue that America First didn't win there. But even if you do not believe, or even if you were to take a moment and believe that Joe Biden, who couldn't fill a parking lot with 15 cars, completely smashed Donald Trump, who couldn't hold a rally that didn't draw 15,000 attendees, Trump still had record numbers of people casting more votes for an incumbent than had ever been cast previously, including Barack Obama. The other thing GOP candidates must do is not be sucker punched into debating the Mar-a-Lago raid, January the 6th, or even Trump's justification for asking questions about 2020. They have to get elected, they have to get congressional majorities in both houses, then open up investigations into all of those things. And it's exactly the issue of America First policy that voters are responding to. And that's because America First candidates are embracing Trump's core set of issues that they have been overwhelmingly successful in the primaries, and it is these issues that will bring them to a landslide in 2023. This will only happen as the candidates, stay disciplined and stay on message. And the top of the ticket is where the fights are going to be. This is where the focus is going to be. And while Biden and Trump are both influencing the issues on some level, I'm talking about the gubernatorial and the Senate races that are proving the biggest reasons to get out and vote. So in New York, Congressman Lee Zeldin released a seven-figure ad buy with a brilliant ad that shows nothing but footage from security cameras and for 30 seconds shows nothing but shootings and street violence. Pretty graphic. And fundamentally hits Democratic candidate Kathy Hochul for a crime issue that affects everyone. Her ad hits Zeldin celebrating the Dobbs decision, and tries to tie him to the chaos of the post-2020 elections. With no answer to the expansion of dangerous crime on her watch, there is no contest on which issue is more obviously striking a chord with voters. Some of the headlines are, Hochul's New York is dangerous, Governor Zeldin will fire woke prosecutor Alvin Bragg, that kind of thing. Moving over, Carrie Lake, in a moment that went viral, dismantled a reporter who was trying the odd tactic of trying to force an admission on whether people of color had a right to be afraid of a police. And in less than a minute, she got the reporter to admit, in essence, that he had no source for the claim. And then she proceeded to explain people of every color want safe neighborhoods. She didn't waver, stammer, or pause. She laid him out, and the facts stood on their own. Ron DeSantis, of course, has multiple viral sound bites, and he's calling out the administration's hypocrisy on immigration, their lack of national security policy, their lack of backbone to do anything about it. And he's doing it with humor and winsomely and with strength. All of these are focusing on the issues that real voters care about, and without distraction, staying laser focused on how the current team is failing us, that's going to motivate voters and turn them out all the way down the ballot. Trump and Biden won't be players in this. They won't be factors in this race, but their people will be pitted against one another, and their ultimate success will depend on how much these candidates confirm to voters that their lives will be better by fixing the mess that has been made. In a very short amount of time. It comes down to the referendum on socialism, which is what we got. We have socialism. Socialism became the norm as soon as Biden decided that he was going to revoke or suspend or cancel student loans and move them over somewhere else. That was the moment where socialism could no longer be denied. There's been other socialistic stuff out there, but that's been, ever so slightly less. But if these guys do that, the red wave cannot be stopped. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
5 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We just had a week where our border crisis, completely fueled by Biden's open border policy, crashed onto a swanky and leftist vacation destination. On Thursday, the island of Martha's Vineyard declared the area was experiencing a humanitarian crisis after 50 illegal immigrants were dropped off at the direction of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And the local shelter immediately became overwhelmed, prompting the coordinator to quickly explain why they couldn't stay. Coordinator Lisa Belcastro told a local news station, "We don't have housing for 50 immigrants. At some point in time, they have to move on from here to somewhere else." At the White House, Biden officials became enraged. "Using migrants as political pawns is shameful. Reckless, just plain wrong," said White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. "They deserve better than being left on the streets of D.C. or being left in Martha's Vineyard. They deserve a lot better than that." Really? Yes. Sending illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard is far crueler than emboldening a brutal $1 trillion trafficking and smuggling cartel industry that is absolutely thriving under Biden's open border policy. And laughably, in an effort to gain relevance ahead of a potential 2024 presidential win, Viral Cream Newsom is demanding the Department of Justice look into kidnapping charges for Republican governors flying or busing illegal immigrants to Democratic sanctuary cities. And if that's the standard, then Biden and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas also qualify for investigation. During their lectures about morality, Biden's press secretary and Newsom left out a very crucial fact. For a year and a half, the Biden administration has been flying illegal immigrants around the country and dropping them off in the middle of the night. We get this from the New York Post. Tennessee lawmakers are expressing alarm after videos emerge showing airplanes quietly transporting unaccompanied illegal immigrant children into the street in the dead of the night, after the state's governor told the president last week not to bring them there. In videos obtained by local station WRCB TV Channel 3 Wednesday, multiple planes carrying the minors could be seen arriving at Wilson Air Center in Chattanooga in the middle of the night. Plane loads of underage migrants are being flown secretly into suburban New York in an effort by President Biden's administration to quietly resettle them across the region, according to the Post. The charter flights originate in Texas, where the ongoing border crisis has overwhelmed local immigration officials and has been underway since at least August, according to sources familiar with the matter. The only difference now is that leaders like Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott of Texas are flying people in the middle of the night to places like Martha's Vineyard in Washington, D.C., including the residence of Vice President Kamala Harris. And they're doing this so the American people can see what's actually going on, to ease the crisis placed on their own communities by the federal government, and to point out the overwhelming burden that the Biden administration and Democrats expect the border towns to endure. They've been exposed. There's not a whole lot they can do about this, and they're mad. The solution to White House outrage over illegal immigrants landing in their front yard is for Biden to change his border policy. But this would mean admitting failure and acknowledging current policies inhumane and reverting to what worked under Trump. And they can't have that. This is all about what Trump did. We can't do. We have to do the opposite of what he did. So the crisis will continue in the American communities across the country. It sounds like Martha's Vineyard should stop complaining and get used to the new status quo they used to refer to as embracing diversity. And for years, Democrats have proudly touted their approval and embrace of sanctuary cities while calling communities concerned about overwhelmed resources racist and xenophobic. And they made this bed. They're not very happy about laying in it, though. This is the thing. This is the thing about all this nonsense. Because this isn't new. It's just new that Republicans are doing it. And the Republicans doing it is problematic for the left. The fact that they do it is problematic for the left. And the fact that they're doing it and there's really no law preventing them from doing so. And this is where things become problematic, because there is no law. Now, they're out there saying, well, you know, we're going to investigate these guys because they've kidnapped. Huh. About that, they've kidnapped. Well, what was Biden doing? What was the, you know, according to DeSantis in the run-up to his stuff, what you're hearing about what he's doing is that, you know, everything's voluntary. Nobody's being forced to get on this bus. And that's about it. You know, somebody's coming to me and saying, would you like to go to Martha's Vineyard? We're going to provide meals. We're going to provide you transport. Here's a packet. Here's a map. You know, that's not kidnapping. I mean, I used to watch the old FBI TV show. Kidnapping is violent. So their outrage is telling. It's the kind of outrage you get from somebody when you're making them play by their own rules. This is what this is. This is a holdover, if you will. This is exactly, for example, what Paul Vallone talks about the rules for anti-radicals. Making them play by their own rules hurts them. They don't like this very much at all. And it hurts them in a way simply because they understand that they get the optics part of it. But not too much of a degree, because locally where these things are happening, while they're out there and they're saying, we're a sanctuary city and we believe in diversity. And then when something diverse shows up, like in, you know, Martha's Vineyard, where they control the banks and they control the land, and you just can't live there. They don't have like I'd be surprised if they have a Motel 6. They certainly don't have any fast food there. So all that stuff that they talk about all the time, they control a lot of that stuff. And now all of a sudden, we're dumping Venezuelans there. Which is nothing, you know, Venezuela, I completely understand Venezuelans trying to get away. What a paradise to settle down in, like Martha's Vineyard. Such a paradox compared to where they came from in Venezuela, where they were chasing the giraffes and, you know, for a sandwich and drinking out of muddy puddles for drinking water. Martha's Vineyard's got to be great. I mean, James Taylor lives there. Barack Obama lives there. What a fun place that must be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of London is thanking those who traveled to his city to mourn the death of Queen Elizabeth. Sadiq Khan did so on Twitter. He also paid tribute to police and emergency services who were involved in all that happened recently. Reports say a 7.5 earthquake has struck off the coast of southern Mexico. The quake hitting near Michoacan, a tsunami warning is in effect as 10-foot waves batter the region. An American held captive by the Taliban in Afghanistan is on his way back home. President Biden telling the family of Mark Fredericks he was released as part of a prisoner swap with the Taliban. DirecTV is apologizing to NFL Sunday Ticket customers who weren't happy with their experience on Sunday as they experienced outages using the app. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. What's happening in California right now regarding industry, or excuse me, not the industry, the energy industry for specifically, is the same thing we saw, that the same sort of template that was used to justify COVID lockdowns. Now, like any other Democrat-initiated disaster, the media largely opted to ignore California's brush with rolling blackouts last week after a heat wave hit the state and much of the West Coast. And following government officials' forecast that the state would experience record levels of energy use during the heat wave, the ISO, the Independent System Operator, which maintains and operates the state's electrical grid, issued a flex alert on September 6th, which called for voluntary conservation between 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., where they were urged to keep their air conditioners at 78 degrees and avoid using major appliances like ovens and dishwashers. I don't know how you cook dinner. Hair gel enthusiast and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom also issued a series of remarks on the matter, saying in a statement that Californians stepped up in a big way during the record heat wave, but with the hottest temperatures ahead, the risk of outages is real. We all have to double down on conserving energy to reduce the unprecedented strain on the grid. Remember, of course, that when he delivered those remarks, he was wearing a fleece jacket because it was freezing inside that building he was in. Despite his later claims that the state avoided any emergency power outages, several thousand residents in the San Francisco Bay Area cities of Palo Alto and Alameda were left without electricity for about an hour. They barely managed to keep the lights on, and the energy crisis unwittingly exposes the state's overdependence on a totally unreliable green energy scheme. Much like Biden, Newsom and California Democrats have all but declared war on the fossil fuel industry, and they pushed the state's residents to adopt renewable sources of energy. So in addition to issuing these new regulations banning the sale of gasoline-powered cars, by 2035, California has aggressively shut down more reliable nuclear coal and natural gas powered plants to boost demand for solar and wind farms. These policies are seriously damaging their electric grid and putting the state at a serious risk of unintentional mass blackout. Newsom pushed for a tidal wave of government regulations heavily favoring wind and solar power. He ignored green energy's major drawback or tried to paper over them with increased subsidies and schemes to force the purchase of it, according to a National Review report. Until recently, he had even gone along with the plans to shutter the state's last operating nuclear reactor under heavy pressure from environmentalists. What is the point of anybody being in charge of anything? If you're the governor, if you're the chief executive of a state, why would you let somebody pressure you into doing something? Why would you do that? I really don't understand that. National Review added, since forecasts cannot predict the output of solar and wind plants with any degree of accuracy, grid operators have to keep excess reserves running just in case, as they cannot be easily adjusted due to the unpredictability of weather. This also places extra stress on the grid, leading to brownouts or blackouts. Since then, he's doubled down on his state's transition to green energy and simultaneously attempted to blame the avoidable disaster on Republicans. He said Republicans want to double down on stupid and continue to drill and actually do more damage and get us more deep in the mess that we created that we're trying to get out of, which is the hot is getting much hotter, the dry is getting much drier, and the extremes that are self-evident, not just here in California, but all over the western United States and around the world, related to climate change. Now, Democrats have this cult-like fanaticism about destroying fossil fuel and propping up renewable energy sources, and that should be scrutinized. The rhetoric from the California Democrats throughout the dilemma deserves a second glance. In a recorded statement published on his Twitter account, Newsom repeatedly called on all Californians to do their part in helping avoid the disaster that he and his party had created. Everyone has to do their part to help step up for just a few more days. Individuals, the state, industries, business, all doing their part to help reduce strain on the grid. Similar language was also evoked by California Democrats like Eric Swalwell and Senator Dianne Feinstein, with the former calling on his state to rally to keep the lights on. We all need to do our part to avoid power outages this week. Before 4 p.m., pre-cool your home. After 4 p.m., avoid use of major appliances and turn your thermostat to 78 or higher. Let's keep the lights on, California. This is the same do-your-part rhetoric coming from California Democrats, used by politicians and health bureaucrats over the COVID lockdowns as justification for orchestrating the greatest assault on our freedom in modern history. Whether it was the stay-at-home orders, masking, or the experimental jabs, we were repeatedly preached to by the country's power-hungry elites to do our part in stopping the spread of COVID, no matter how much discomfort and damage such policies did to the lives of millions. Wear a mask and protect grandma. Get vaccinated to do your part in stopping the spread, irrespective of how unscientific or overreaching the policies were. The mantra of "we're all in this together" was used as a weapon by the state is to intimidate, silence, and harass anybody who stood in their way. And the parallels in rhetoric between the pro-lockdown crowd and the California Democrats aren't merely a coincidence, but a direct message to the American public. In the event that rolling blackouts become more common and the country's energy crisis more widespread, which seems likely given Biden and the Democrats' ongoing bid to cripple the fossil fuel industry, America's ruling class will not hesitate to recycle the same tactics used during the COVID outbreak to wage an assault on your remaining civil liberties. And just as the recommendations to stay at home and wear a mask and get the vaccine devolved into mandates forcing the people to choose between their livelihood and personal health, you should not be surprised if the suggestions to cut back on energy use coming from elites like Newsom morph into a government-enforced mandate. And all you got to do is look at the European Union, where member states push towards green energy and overdependence on Russian oil has prompted the bureaucratic body to move towards adopting a measure that would force participating nations to reduce their overall energy consumption. I don't know how that's supposed to work, but that's what they're going for. So, such as with any crisis, the opportunity to amass greater command over the populace is too great, too intoxicating, too seductive for the status to ignore. And America's wishing to avoid a repeat of overbearing government restriction that we experienced during the COVID years should try to take note that of what happened in California and find ways to ensure that a similar situation doesn't fall upon their community. And that may mean running for office or regularly engaging in local and state politics or becoming active in grassroots organizations. The time for sitting on the sidelines while the country descends into chaos is done. And I've been saying that for a while. And I'm not going to get I'm not going to get out here and go, you've got to do your part. I'm afraid I'd get in trouble for that one. But I do think we do have to say a couple of things. And one of those things is that whereas states like California are doing all these things, in California, you know, the hypocrisy is on display. While everybody's sitting there and going, why are we doing this and why are we doing that again? And everybody who's bought an electric car because of the virtue signaling, you know. I'm all about Gaia. Let me virtue signal a little more. All about Gaia. Now they can't charge. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, some view any unwillingness to increase gun safety regulation or gun control for the sake of the children, the sine qua non of virtue signaling, as evil. But can a complex, multifaceted issue like national gun policy be accurately analyzed along a single dimension to the benefit of all citizens? And no responsible gun owner debates the lethality of firearms or the need to exercise caution when using any dangerous device, whether it's a kitchen disposal or a chainsaw. Nor is it likely any would oppose manufacturers' efforts to make firearms as safe as possible, which they are very safe now. They are drop resistant. They don't go off on their own, no matter what you may read, no matter what Alec Baldwin says. What is contested are regulations that restrict responsible use of firearms under the guise of safety for the sake of the children or any manner of any reason that is unsubstantiated. And when arguments to disarm Americans for the children are examined, three things emerge. Number one, lack of evidence. Number two, a pivot from evidence to emotion to garner support. And number three, a desperate call for governmental intervention that disregards, one, the U.S. Constitution and or two, parameters for sound public policy. Now, we have space to consider point number one, upcoming, you can look at all those things, school shootings, international homicide rankings, that kind of thing. But if homicides and suicides express a willingness to take human life, it's hard to imagine how more gun safety regulation designed to spare human life applies. That leaves accidental shootings as the principal target for some of this legislation, children unwittingly shooting children. Aftermath.com reports that 6,885 died from accidental shootings between 2006 and 2016. 625 on average annually, or 0.0002% of Americans. Querying the CDC WSCAR, there are 63 accidental gun deaths in 2020 among children aged 0 to 9, 93 deaths among those aged 0 to 14, affecting 0.0002% of each age group. Adding 15 to 19-year-olds, accidental firearm deaths total 149, affecting, you guessed it, 0.0002% of 0 to 19-year-olds. 625 accidental deaths among 400 million guns implies 99.99984% were safely used, which is nearly perfection. Rather than heralding danger for children or anyone, the data seem to shout Americans are safe gun owners. And that's before acknowledging public policy's impotence regarding, one, bona fide accidents where the unavoidable happens in spite of precautions taken, and two, citizens who, by nature, are more lax when it comes to safety, like driving up inadvertent poisonings and chainsaw accidents as well. Now, it should also be noted, per the CDC, that 1% of all deaths in the U.S. for all age groups in 2020 were by firearm. So that means 99% of all deaths weren't in 2020. One of the newest for the children crusaders is the medical establishment. And their entry marks an inflection point in the gun control debate for most to view as a neutral and objective voice driven solely by science and data and evidence. But is it? The New England Journal of Medicine, one of the premier medical journals in the world, published an article. The analysis has been used repeatedly by scores of news outlets of proof that guns make children unsafe. The crux of the position is this. Governmental regulation is required to fix gun violence just as it did motor vehicle deaths. Now, ignoring the arbitrariness of the comparison, what do the numbers say? They say three things that contradict the position. First, per the CDC in 2020, 99% of 0 to 9-year-olds, 97% of 0 to 14-year-olds died by something other than a firearm. Parsing the data to include 15 to 19-year-olds, 83% of firearm deaths among those aged 0 to 19 catapulted firearm deaths above motor vehicle deaths for the first time in two decades, which is their principal point. But classifying 15 to 19-year-olds as children and young adolescents in a culture that's doing all it can to goad the innocent into adulthood seems a little disingenuous to me. While it's sensible to assert that 3-year-olds are children, most 15 to 19-year-olds are largely autonomous. They're the ones that choose their own movies and music and friends and clubs and gangs and cults, and they engage in sexual relations and use recreational drugs, watch porn, takes gender transition hormones in some states, and has abortions in some states, joins the military, you know. On what basis should adult-level decision-making warrant inclusion in child or even adolescent-level statistics? When 15 to 19-year-olds are excluded, motor vehicular fatalities exceed firearm fatalities by about two, by a factor of two. Second, the journal and other similar analyses typically include suicides. Now, if guns make America unsafe, on what basis should suicide be included when the perpetrator is a threat only to themselves? How many of you feel less safe walking the streets of America because 1,000 15 to 19-year-olds killed themselves in 2020? Probably some deep sadness, but that's an entirely different emotion. How will more gun control, gun safety regulation, etc., lessen anyone's decision to kill themselves? Don't suicides by any means belong in a different conversation? When suicides are excluded, motor vehicle deaths exceed firearm deaths by 1.3 times. Third and most damning, the journal's analysis includes ICD, International Classification of Disease Codes for Unspecified Firearms. ICD codes, authored by the World Health Organization and adopted by member nations, are used to encode cause of death on death certificates. Three broad categories for firearms exist: handguns, rifle, shotguns, and other large caliber weapons, and other unspecified firearms. Curiously, CDC Wonder in 2020 reported that 82% of all firearm deaths were encoded unspecified. How can 82% of gun-related deaths be unspecified for those aged 0 to 19? When Pew Research estimates that 100% of legally owned firearms are either handguns or shotguns, rifles, and other large caliber weapons, each with its own ICD code. Well, it can't. Recently, a medical research team confirmed this understanding when it reduced CDC firearm injuries by 45% because unspecified firearm included non-powder injuries inconsistent with the definition of a firearm, a weapon that uses a powder charge to fire a projectile. Gunpolicy.org agrees. Unspecified firearms includes non-powder firearms like airsoft guns, BB, flare guns. Excluding 2020 unspecified firearm deaths for those aged 0 to 19, automobile accidents exceed firearm deaths by nearly two times. Eviscerating the journal's position. And it's worth noting that classifying 82% of firearm fatalities as unspecified is as meaningless as classifying 82% of an expense as miscellaneous. Just as an auditor would demand transaction detail to validate expenses included, so too should we be demanding greater detail before relying on governmental statistics where 82% of firearm deaths are cataloged as something other than a weapon that uses a powder to fire a projectile. So what's the real firearm threat in America? It's actually less than anyone's reporting. In June, the mayor's attack against gun manufacturers escalated after the United States Supreme Court held that the proper cause requirement outlined the New York gun. All these things that come into play with all this stuff, right? This case, all these other cases. In the interim, what's happening is the actual cases being reported, the actual number is less. So, if a medical research team looked at CDC firearm injuries and reduced those by 45% because of the unspecified firearm, that means that a whole lot of categories in that that they keep pushing, they keep pumping us with, are, they're not valid. So the answer to this, the answer is, you know, how many of these things actually happen is not nearly as many as they report. Not surprising. Back in about 21 hours, remember this, it's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.